Pleased to welcome our two guests into the studio today. They are from the Cambridge People's Assembly Against Austerity, and we have the Chair, Jane, and the Secretary, Nikki, with us. Hello, both.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. Now, you sent us a press release yesterday telling us about an event that you're holding on Saturday, which we'll come on to and talk in a bit more detail about in a minute. But forgive me, I wasn't aware of your organisation before you sent the press release, which I suppose is part of the reason why you would have sent it, to get your publicity. So tell me a bit about what you are. Am I right in saying this is a national thing and you are the Cambridge, the local branch, such as?
Yeah, so the National People's Assembly Against Austerity is a national organisation campaigning against austerity, and that can be by holding protest marches, raising awareness through different channels, trying to change the debate around austerity, explain that it is a choice that governments can make or not make, and trying to get people talking about alternative economic systems and different ways of doing things.
Mm. And you're apolitical, which means that you don't have any particular affinity to any political persuasion either way. Your main your aim as an organisation is to cut out austerity regardless of who's in power and who's making those decisions.
Yeah,
very much so.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. We are very aware that the Tories have been the people pushing for austerity since 2010, and really their policies that they're putting forward are just not good enough, and we are very aware of that as an organisation.
How long has this organisation been around for? Because austerity is a word that in the public conscience really has only really been a well-known term in recent times.
Well, it started as a result of the policies that came out of the coalition government.
Right.
And austerity policies really kicked in 2010. So it began as a national organisation at that point, particularly looking at the Welfare Reform Act and the devastating consequences that was having for many people.
And what about you guys? How long have you been involved, and what's your main motivation for being involved? Are you personally affected by some of these cuts, or are you just passionate about it in general as a subject?
I got involved about 3 years ago because I was seeing my disabled peers being catastrophically affected by welfare reform, cuts to NHS services, cuts to social care. People were suffering and people were dying.
Yeah, and me, I didn't used to have really any interest in politics at all until I started working as a teacher in the state sector. And then I suddenly realised that there's just so much wrong, and our schools are so underfunded, understaffed, the classes are too big, there's not enough resources. And I was just seeing children from disadvantaged backgrounds just remaining disadvantaged all the way through the school system. And that's really when I started looking at how I could get involved and trying to fight against that.
I mean, just purely from my experiences with the schools, I mean, I could not believe how their funds are being cut, and they just have nothing. And as a PTA, we're having to actually pay for their extras. So we're having to pay for them to have language lessons, and you know, I mean, it's got to the point where they can't afford to give them the basic education anymore. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really scary. And these are the children that are going to grow up, and as well as being completely unfair, we need these children to be well educated. We need our education system to work, and we don't know what kind of future there's going to be. Everything's changing all the time. There's climate change. The future could be so different. We need people to be so well educated that they are prepared to adapt and be resourceful.
There's a story, I've mentioned this to you off air in the news today, that I've just looked up. It's about smartphones, and they're being blamed by a charity for making children's lives worse because they're subjected to bullying online, social media, etc., etc. But there is a link with that, because governments have cut children's services for them. There's less things for children to do these days, therefore spend more time on their phones and indoors. So, you know, even things like that, it's all links together. It's quite a wide thing that it all comes back to the same root cause.
Yeah, definitely.
So the event that you're holding on Saturday is called, it's Question Time, event, which I'm guessing is the format is the question time that we all know.
Yeah.
So you've got a panel of people there that will be asked questions by an audience. So tell us about some of the people that you're going to have there on the day.
So we have representatives from a range of political parties, local councillors at county and city level. We've got people from voluntary organisations. We've got a speaker from the National People's Assembly, Steve Sweeney, who's coming to speak. We've got an NHS doctor from London who's coming as well. We've invited organisations like Cambridge Defend Education, the Montreal Square.
Yep.
Campaigning group who are going to be talking about the housing situation locally.
We've got a prospective parliamentary candidate from the Green Party, and I think the local councillors, there's Labour city councillors, Labour county councillors.
And Lib Dem. We did invite some Tory councillors. We also invited Heidi Allen. But she declined, even though she's been speaking about austerity quite a bit recently.
Okay. Are there any particular, say, you mentioned Heidi Allen, maybe, who knows why she declined, but are there any particular people within the Cambridge City Council set up that are very supportive of your cause particularly?
Yes, especially in the Labour group are quite supportive. But although we do campaign against local county council cuts in particular, the budget gap between the income from central government and what local authorities need to provide essential services is currently £5 billion. So that's what they're mainly struggling with.
Yeah.
Although we produced a leaflet last year, and part of that was about how the county council had awarded themselves a 30% pay increase whilst decimating social care and money for looked after children and libraries and school transport, health services for the most vulnerable, and increasing charges for services like social care.
It makes me beggar's belief, doesn't it? It makes me angry.
It really does.
Well, I mean, food banks are everywhere now. We can't, you know, there are people sending their children to school starving. They can't, you know. What can we do? I mean, obviously, this debate is a good place to start. And voting is obviously really important whenever elections come up. But what else can people do? How can we get behind this properly?
I think it's about campaigning, keeping austerity in the public sphere, on Twitter and Facebook and things like that, talking to our elected representatives, councillors and our MP, and asking them to keep austerity in the public sphere, just making people aware of how serious this is. There have been 130 preventable deaths since 2012. 130,000, linked directly to austerity. So things like lung cancer, which is a preventable disease, but the money for public health has been slashed so much in recent years.
And most, from our experience, most people agree that austerity is a bad thing and it just doesn't have any advantages. But some people still think that austerity is necessary because this is the message that the Tories put out when they introduced it. But it's not. It's just not at all. It's a choice. It's always a choice. They can choose to cut services or they can choose to fund services.
Yeah.
And the government since 2010 have chosen to cut those services, whereas, for example, the Labour shadow cabinet at the moment, they would choose to fund those services, and both can happen. And we need to get that message clear that it is a choice and that what the Tories have been telling us is just wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
Austerity has never worked in any country. It's always made the economy sluggish. It's always led to increased costs in terms of health and things like that. In the future, it has just never worked, and that's been proven.
Yeah. I guess the government would say that, because we have put a balanced view across here, that austerity was introduced at that time because the previous administration had spent lots of money and there was no money left and the country was in debt and we were going through a crisis of, with generally just the whole economy was not in a great way. But as you say, there are ways of dealing with that, and it doesn't make any sense to be cutting vital services that affect people's lives.
Vulnerable people, yeah.
Exactly, with children or people, disabled people or whatever it might be. It's hard to believe, really. You said that 2010. I mean, we've had nine years of this.
Yeah.
Mm. And it doesn't look like there's any change in sight. No. At the moment. Mm.
The Tories keep saying, we've finished austerity now, and then just cut more services. Yeah. It's just nonsense.
Yeah. So are you quite a large group in Cambridge? I mean, I guess you continue to grow as this problem gets more and more in people's minds.
Actually, that's not the case. Even though the problem is getting worse, a lot of people are experiencing apathy because they are so ground down by the problems that we're talking about that they don't have the energy to campaign anymore. And it has become the new normal, and we can't allow that to continue. Mm. We need to get people to understand that austerity is a choice, and a political choice that's been made, and it's the wrong choice.
Hmm.
And we need to be getting people to come up with creative solutions now and think about how we spend taxpayers' money, really.
Yeah.
And setting the priorities where they need to be.
Hmm. So if anybody's listening is particularly struck by this, you would encourage them to get in contact with you just to join your organisation and help you continue to raise awareness of this.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We have a website as well. We meet on the first Wednesday evening of every month at the River Lane Community Centre, 7:30 p.m. So just turn up or get in touch.
Okay, so going back to the Question Time event, which you're holding on Saturday, it's at the Unitarian Church on Emmanuel Road, and it's from 2 in the afternoon till 4 in the afternoon. It's a family-friendly event, it's free to attend, so if anybody's interested by this subject, wants to come along and ask a question of somebody in relative power or somebody that's got experience directly affected by this, or they're just interested in the subject in general, then encouraged to go along. Does people have to sign up in advance to come along?
It would be useful if people could sign up on the Eventbrite website.
Okay. Great.
And if you can't attend on the day, if you go onto our Facebook page, we're hoping to have a live stream of the event.
Okay.
And you can ask your questions from at home and they will hopefully be read out if there's time. So yeah, please look on the Facebook, which is Cambridge People's Assembly Against Austerity.
Great. Have you got any other events coming up or things that you would like to try and do to raise further awareness of this?
Not locally, we're just focusing on this at the moment, but there will be.
Yeah. Do you go along and is there a national events that you go and get involved with as well?
Yeah, quite often we go to London to attend protests. Every year the People's Assembly organise a protest at the Tory Party Conference.
Right.
That's happening this year, I believe, in Manchester.
And we've had local protests as well. We've had marches through Cambridge protesting against cuts to services and against universal credit when that was being talked about originally. And we also work with other organisations locally where we try and have a sort of a sense of solidarity against organisations that are suffering from similar problems.
Because I guess there are charities in Cambridge and nationally that have been set up directly as a response to austerity to help people that have been affected by it.
Yeah.
So you're all working together to kind of
But charities
eliminate that.
Themselves aren't allowed to get very politically active anymore because of the changes in the law.
Right.
We are taking part in a National Day of Action Against Universal Credit on August the 1st, and that's with Cambridge DPAC, which is Disabled People Against the Cuts, and with Unite the Union.
Yep.
And there are events happening all over the country on that day. So we'll be having a protest in the city centre, and we might possibly take it to the job centre as well.
Mm. Great. Well, thank you for coming in. It's an interesting topic, but for all the wrong reasons, really. But I wish you luck with the event on Saturday. Hopefully lots of people come along and get involved with it. Keep us up to date with what you're doing. It's on Saturday. It's at the Unitarian Church, should we say that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On Emmanuel Road. And tickets are free, but if you can let them know on Eventbrite if you'd like to turn up. It's from 2:00 on Saturday. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Jane, for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you.